Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
So, Danny, I saw a fucked up video online.
Yeah, you told me about this. You were trying to get me to watch it. Have you told Ben about this?
Yeah.
Ben, have you seen this video that Chris... First of all, I want to set the table a little bit. Chris watches more weird video. Like, right when the internet was invented, Chris had already found the worst things on the internet. Before anyone knew how to find anything on the internet, Chris had found the most horrible things on the internet. I don't know how he managed to do it. And he's always trying to get me to watch these horrible videos. And I've watched one or two weird things that I really regretted, but I didn't know what I was getting into. Now that I know what the internet contains, I try to stay away from it. But he's trying to get me to watch this video, and he's told me it was the worst thing he's ever seen, and there's no way I'm watching it.
I know. Since Chris told me it's the worst thing he's ever seen, I'm really nervous about watching this.
Are you going to watch it right now?
I'm going to watch it for the sake of the podcast. But what sucks is that I'm home alone this weekend, and I'm afraid that it's going to give me nightmares or make me hear things, and I'm not going to have anybody here to protect me.
Let me just say this. Like, it isn't exactly the most frightening thing I've ever seen, because, like, I've seen suicide videos, and those really – I hate watching those. Like, I will watch them out of curiosity, but it really – like, those stick with you. Those are really creepy. This isn't anything like that. But it is extremely fucked up, and it's something that I will remember this video. This is my new number one most fucked up video. Just that's the only thing I want to say. I don't want to give away too much.
Chris puts out a list every year of top five most fucked up videos. It's a website. It's top five. That's what you were making. You were actually for 2 years. You were just living off royalties from that website, and then a lot of other sort of knockoff websites came along. So he doesn't get the same kind of money, but.
So I showed it to Brian, and Brian, producer Brian,
yeah,
he was really impressed with it too.
Impressed.
Did he think it was pretty messed up though?
Yeah, he thought it was really messed up, and he was screaming.
Yeah, I heard this, and then they both came into my room, and I was like, "Forget it." I already knew they were going to try to get me to watch it, and then Brian said something like, "Oh, this is really bad," and then I said, "Oh, well." Yeah, I'm not watching. He's like, oh, I shouldn't have told you how bad it was. I was like, I heard you guys screaming. I refuse to watch these videos because I don't want these images in my head. But actually, let's go ahead. Ben, do you know what the website is and everything? Has Chris told you what it is?
I do. I have it up and it's just ready. All I need to do is click
let's
play.
Hear it. Let's go.
I'm just sitting. I'm staring at this black screen and I feel like I did the time right before I went skydiving. Like, that's how nervous I am to watch this. Like,
all right, well,
I feel like I might die.
What's it called, Ben?
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called One Guy, One Cup.
Okay.
And I've seen Two Girls, One Cup, and that was pretty frightening.
Nothing like that.
All right.
Okay, so do you want me to just press play? And... Okay, here it goes. I already don't like it.
Yeah. It's...
Oh, what's... Oh, my God.
Try to keep your reactions normal. Don't exaggerate.
I'm not exact. If anything, I'm holding back.
Pay attention.
Oh. Oh my God.
That's.
That is. Is this CGI or is this real?
It looks real to me.
Oh, the broken glass. Oh.
I have no idea what this video is. What this video is.
Danny,
about.
Don't watch it.
Believe me, I have no intention of ever watching this video.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh my God.
I've never even imagined anything like this.
There's so much blood. Oh my God. Oh, he's pulling broken glass out.
This is so weird for me. It's weird.
It's way weird for me.
Because Chris knows exactly what's happening. And to me, it just seems like some weird comedy bit, like I'm saying that live.
Oh, it's why horrible.
The guy seems really calm for what's happening.
Yeah, that's what I thought was weird, but you think about it, like, you'd probably be in shock if that happened to you.
Try not to describe it too much, because I don't even want to think about it. Here's the thing. I will never watch videos like that, because I don't even want those images in my head. Chris told me something about, he watched some video about a horse that fucked a guy to death.
Now, let me say, that video was harder for me to swallow than this one. But this one is more fucked up, because horse fucking a man.
Oh, God, it's getting worse, too.
It's still going on?
It is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit, there's like 30 more seconds of hell that I got to sit through.
I can't imagine what could be going on this long, and why someone would be videotaping this and not doing something. I can't even imagine.
He set the video camera down himself.
Is this like a self-inflicted injury that he did, or what? Oh, I don't even want to know. I don't want to know.
Well, why don't you just watch the video?
No, I'm not going to watch the video.
But anyway.
Oh, my God. That was horrible.
If you paid me $100, I wouldn't watch that video.
Oh, $100.
I wouldn't watch it.
I would never pay you to watch an awesome video.
I don't think I want Chris to come to my wedding anymore. That was really horrible.
I know. I believe it. I didn't love it. I didn't enjoy it. But
you know what the crazy thing is? Is as much as you built it up, it still wasn't. I mean, it was still way worse than. But you were saying it was the worst thing you've ever seen, and that still didn't prep me for what I saw.
That's good, because I thought I might have oversold it.
You didn't. You undersold it.
I'm a little torn here because part of me wants you to describe the video so that people listening to this podcast can have an idea of what it is. Part of me wants to just tell them we can add a link to the bottom of the podcast, or we can say what the website is. And then another part of me wants to just keep it completely anonymous and vague so no one ever finds out what it is. They just have this weird
I don't think we should tell them what it is, because that'll ruin their surprise.
So if someone wants to watch this video,
we'll give them the link later.
Okay, well, we'll add the link onto the bottom of this website.
But like you were saying earlier, like, yeah, my friend Amy made me watch a video of a guy getting fucked to death by a horse. Now, that video is crazy, but it's not like this. This one, you're right in there. This one, you're experiencing the action, you're feeling it.
So now I have a question about the video of a guy getting fucked to death by a horse.
All right.
Who's videotaping that, and why isn't someone helping him?
The horse.
The horse?
No, I don't know. I guess he has a friend who does the videotaping.
But did he want to get fucked by the horse?
Yes. But here, what happened was, he doesn't die in the video. Apparently, like, the horse.
The horse had AIDS.
The horse, yeah. It was a gay horse. Well, I guess it was kind of a gay horse.
It's true.
But the horse just went crazy and just starts bucking and just fucking him wildly. And then. And then he had, you know, internal injuries and died from those like a day later.
Wait, I can't. Why would this guy want to? Did he want to have sex with a horse for the video, or because he also like was a gay man who was? I guess you'd have to be more than just a gay man.
I guess he probably liked horses fucking him also.
Ben, are you doing all right over there? You're pretty quiet.
I got that weird tingly feeling under my tongue.
Really? Like the electric? Yeah, like you touched the battery or something?
The video stopped, but I'm taking a turn for the worse.
Are you all right?
I don't know, man. I'm not. Oh, God. That was really bad.
Are you, like, feeling sick or what?
Seriously, I don't know if it was because I just made a tuna sandwich and that aroma is still in the air, but, oh, man. That was really bad.
I know. I don't get the impression that I enjoyed that video.
Well, you know what's weird is it hits you harder when it's done, because it's like you think, okay, it's over. Like, I'm not watching it anymore, but it's like I could still see it. Like,
see, that's exactly why I don't watch videos like that, because I don't want any images like that to be able to come out in my dreams or something like that. I don't.
What happened afterwards? That's what I wonder.
You know what? I really think, for the sake of the podcast, Danny needs to watch it.
I am not watching that video.
I think it would be a better podcast if he watched it.
Oh, God.
The reactions.
No, everything. It's not worth it.
I think that would make the podcast, actually, if Danny watched it.
Jesus. You know,
I think you almost have to watch at least the first half of it. I mean, you pretty...
Yeah, you can turn your head after the twist if you want.
Oh, God. This is a bad idea.
You have to at least wait till... Well, I don't want to give it away either,
yeah,
but
you don't.
Chris knows when there's when he's seen enough.
How bad is it? Be honest with me. Is this going to scar me for my life? Because that's what I don't want.
Scar you for your life?
Yeah, like, is this going to be an image that I'm just never going to be able to shake?
You'll honestly, if you said my options were to watch that video again or somebody, like, punch my niece in the face, I'd rather watch somebody punch my niece in the face.
How old your niece?
Two.
Isn't this way different, obviously, and way worse than Two Girls, One Cup?
Yeah, because since I had already seen Two Girls, One Cup, I kind of had a good idea. I thought, you know, I know where this is going. It's, you know, it's one less person, same amount of cups.
This. There's going to be so much blood. Oh, this is going to just creep me out. It would be good for the podcast, though. I completely admit it would be good for the cup.
Are you watching it?
No, I'm not.
Danny must know. Do you think Danny has an idea?
What I don't. This is like I don't have an idea. That's what's weird about it. No, I know there's going to be blood. I know that, but I can't imagine. There's blood in glass. That's all I know.
You'll get a good idea right when you, right when he first sees what's going on,
because
he
I'm
knows about blood
and
he knows about glass, so he's going to know right away what's going to happen. But you really got to see it to believe.
Oh God, I'm not going to. I'm starting to get that feeling that you were talking about, Ben, about like when you're about to skydive. Except I didn't get scared when I went skydiving, but it's this feeling I get when like your breath starts changing. You become aware of your breathing. You know what I mean? Like you're short of breath. Like you're nervous.
Yeah. Your mouth gets all watery.
Oh God.
See, the only thing I get that way about, although this was horrible and then definitely my jaw was dropped when I watched this video, but like suicide videos. I mean,
I'm not going to watch this. I'm sorry.
You know what makes me uneasy too is when you see videos of kids fighting like in the schoolyard, like when it's girls, and you just hear that sound of like them getting punched in the face. I don't know why. Like, I love hockey fights and stuff, but when you actually have to hear the noise that it makes,
you know what bothers me about that is that how much these girls just hate each other and just want to murder each other.
Actually, you mean how much they hate themselves is what really boils down to, Chris.
Well, okay, you know, Dr. Phil, why don't you watch that video?
So you're in a shame spiral.
No, seriously, Danny, you got to at least watch the first half.
But it's going to scar me, Ben. I'm a relatively pure man. I don't think this is a good idea. First of all, I can't even – like if I go to a movie theater and someone – and I'm watching a movie and there's like a scene where someone's getting a shot, I almost pass out.
Just you owe it like to the listeners though.
Yeah, I think you owe it to the listeners.
God damn
it. We have a dedicated fan
base.
Look,
I'm going to tell you guys something. This is how dedicated I am to the podcast, and you guys know that I care about this. No one else really – I mean, not that no one cares about it, but I care about this. I want this to be good, so I'm going to watch it. Chris, you can type it in.
Wow, I can't believe you actually agreed to watch it. I thought I'd get him to watch it.
And Ben talked me into it just for the podcast. There's no – Chris, there's pretty much no circumstance other than the podcast that I would watch this for. You know that's true.
I know that's true.
I know it's true.
God. Oh God,
this is
God,
a really
I'm
great
so
site
nervous.
That I go to. It has all kinds of fucked up videos on it.
I can
so
see
did,
the
when
site.
When you found it, Chris, you just kind of nobody told you about
the
it.
The site
you just
is
found.
Like half.
No, I just clicked on it just based on the description on the site. I had no idea what this
half
was about.
Half porn, half animal,
half suicide,
half suicide.
Just fucked up videos. It's everything. It's your
oh,
one stop.
God, this is. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Oh
okay,
my God!
I'm queuing it up
oh my
right
God!
Now.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
It's,
oh my God!
Jeez, seriously, Danny, are you that
I
freaked
am,
out?
Yes.
Okay, one guy, one cup. I'll read the intro. You're one click away from witnessing one of the most unsettling things I've ever posted. I'm still trying to figure out if this was intentional or what.
Oh, God.
Any ordinary human being would have said, oh, fuck, and then proceeded to scream. Oh, wait a minute. Well, I guess that's a good enough intro. Are you ready?
Yeah. Fuck. Why am I doing this? No, no, no!
He's turning his eyes.
Oh, my God! No, please.
I don't want to watch it again. In fact,
oh my God.
I haven't seen this in a while.
I want to turn away so badly. Oh my God. Oh,
keep watching.
No.
It's almost there.
Oh my God.
Why would he
no!
do this?
No.
Why would he enjoy this? Because he thought this was like. How many times has he done this?
Look how weird his penis is.
Oh no!
Oh
God.
My God!
Oh! Oh no!
He did not see that coming.
Oh, listen, God, I can't watch. Is that turned? Has it turned yet? Up. Tell me it's turned already.
Yeah, this is the.
Oh my God!
He just has to pull out the debris.
I'm throwing up.
Can you believe how freaked out would you be if this was you?
I can't watch this anymore. I'm going to throw up. I'm serious.
How freaked out would you be if this was you?
Please. I got to go throw up.
I'm trying to just go away. He's going to throw up now.
I believe it.
Yeah, he's barfing. Oh, no.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
This is for real. Can you hear the puke sound?
Yeah, I know it's for real. I know Danny, and I expected this.
This might seem like he's playing it up for the podcast, but no,
oh my God.
He really is that weak stomached.
Right, yeah, I guarantee he is.
Oh my Lord! Oh my God!
It just gets gooier and gooier.
Don't play it anymore. Stop this. just turn this off. Oh my God, Ben,
That was horrible, wasn't it?
I some clicked porno off just of this popped website up. And some porno.
See,
just
that's nice to
up.
Clean your palate. Watch a little porno after that.
Oh my God, Ben! I seriously just went and puked like a lot.
I know. I heard.
God. It's gonna sound fake, like I pretended to puke. I know that. Oh my God,
See, you probably knew it was gonna happen, right?
I didn't. Oh.
But you know, watching it for the first time, you have no idea.
Oh my God. This podcast is just me saying, oh, my God. All right, well.
It really is as advertised, though. I mean, it's
oh, gosh. Well, let's talk about something else. Let's move on.
We'll put the link up for everyone else to enjoy. Two guys, or one guy, one cup.
My Lord. Don't watch this. Whoever's listening to this, I beg you. And if you do watch it, just be near somewhere you can vomit. I can't believe how much more of there. What more was there? I don't want to talk about it. Let's change the subject.
Basically, there was just about 45 more seconds of him digging broken glass out.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, you know, it's not like another.
All right.
I wonder how much of that blood was from him.
Okay.
Or like from his fingers.
Oh
yeah, that's another thing.
Stop, please. I'm not kidding. This is ridiculous.
There are a lot of questions unanswered.
Let's move on to something funny.
I think we should break it down for the listeners.
No, we should not break it down.
There's so many things that could have been cut.
This is a bad idea. Let's just stop talking about this. I'm not kidding. You guys are loving this, aren't you?
It was horrible, though.
Yeah.
But, so, Ben.
It was also a horrible idea on his part.
Well, how was work today?
Work? I hate work.
Do you guys think there's something wrong with watching horrible videos? Like, is there any permanent damage from watching stuff like that?
Yes, that image is now stuck with me. There's nothing I can do to get
it. It only
rid of
makes
that.
You stronger as a human.
That's what I was thinking.
See, Chris was saying that, but I don't think so. I don't think it.
Well, if let's put it. Okay. If I was about to get a job as like an EMT or something, I think I'd want to watch a bunch of suicide videos just to try to see as much disturbing shit as possible. So that way, you know, once I saw it in person, I was somewhat braced for it.
Yeah.
But listen to this. As an EMT, if I was in that situation, I could deal with that. I've been in some fucked up situations. I've seen some car accidents right after they happen, and I don't panic. I don't freak out from the blood. A little bit I do, but because there's something that I can do about it and something that needs to be done, I can just get over it and move on.
I can understand that.
But right now, there's no – yeah, I can't. This has already happened. This has already happened. There's nothing I can do about it, and I'm just watching it happen, and I'm thinking, this is horrible, and I can't do anything about it, so I don't – there's no – reason for me to be watching it. But like, I once saw a guy get in a car accident, a horrible car accident, this old guy, and I basically his forehead was hanging off, like his head was cut from his eyebrows, like there was it was like his scalp was hanging off of him.
Yeah.
And I didn't panic, and someone else there, when they saw that, they like started flipping out, and I basically grabbed the guy and yelled at him, like, hey, calm down, we don't want this guy flipping out, you know what I mean? I was telling the guy he's all right, you know what I mean? You don't need let's say you get in a horrible car accident, you don't know how bad you are, you're a little worried, you're trying to stay calm, and one guy tells you're fine, another guy walks up and starts basically vomiting and screaming like I just did about how bad it is. That's not a good sign. You know what I mean? That's going to set you into panic mode, and that's not what you need. And I don't get into that panic mode when I'm like that. I don't see any advantage to watching these videos. I just think that's going to give me nightmares. I think it's going to be something that I'm going to – like it's just a mental image that is stuck in my brain.
What if there was a car wreck and the driver was naked sitting on a mason jar? Then would you be all calm and collected?
What were you saying, Chris?
You wouldn't want to get this call if you were an EMT, no matter how calm you were.
Oh, my Lord.
What can you do
I don't know.
For that guy?
Are you for watching videos like this, Ben? You think it does make you stronger, really?
Well, I don't seek them out.
Yeah.
But it was funny I'm not against really, I don't know.
It was funny because I think it was on Saturday morning, I'm in bed and I hear like Chris kind of like screaming a little bit, yelling, like going like, oh, ah! And then I hear him run all excited to producer Brian's, to get producer Brian. And he's like, and then I hear them both screaming and Chris laughing. And I'm like, I am not going in there. There's no way. I do not want to know what's going on in there.
What was producer Brian's reaction?
He was pretty much the same as us, screaming and like amazed by it also. And he was trying to get Danny to watch it, too.
Yeah.
It's too bad producer Brian wasn't here to watch Danny watch it.
Yeah. He was really trying to get me to. All right. Well, anyway.
He told Danny he'd be a better person for watching it. And you are a better person now.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's nothing funny about this podcast. Let's just end it. We'll just call this a horrific, horrific podcast. And it's funny because I just put up our last podcast and I said that it was a somewhat morbid podcast. I have no idea how I'm going to describe this one.
Let's call it Three Men, One Cup.
All right, man. Well, that was fun. Thank you. All right, I appreciate you calling me out and making me watch this for the podcast.
And the listeners appreciate you watching it.
They do. Way to go, Danny.
I hope they realize that I really did run and vomit. Like, that's not a joke. I vomited a lot. I didn't just partially vomit.
It sounded really violent, too.
It did. Danny vomits as much as he cries.
All right, Ben. Talk to you later.
All right.
See you, Chris.
All right.
Good night.